Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So we're kind of combining two shows here today because my guest, Brandon Stone. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Carol.
He is the supervisor for our physical therapy department here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. Plus, you're also a PT, right? A physical therapist yourself.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. So 2 months, what I'm saying is September is fall prevention month, so we're going to talk a little bit about falls, and then October is physical therapy month as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So again, you know, we're gonna try and cram as much information into 15 minutes as possible. So Brandon, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Carol. It's always a pleasure to come in and talk with you.
Yeah, because you've done the show a couple of times with me already, huh?
Yes, yep, two or three in the past.
So. Mm-hmm. So when you see my email, you're still not ignoring it, right, for that request?
I answer it every time.
Thank you. And you don't know how much I appreciate that. So, you know, so I'd like to begin and talk about what is physical therapy and how does that differ from other types of specialties or specialists?
Yeah, great question. So physical therapy, I think a good way to describe it is we're movement specialists, right? So what we do is we kind of work from the head to the toe in different body regions, all right? And then the difference between us and other type of healthcare is, example would be specialists. So if someone has a heart issue, they're going to go see their cardiologist, all right? And then if someone has a strength, balance, range of motion deficit, they're going to come work with us. We're going to do our initial eval, and then we're also going to take a look and see what's affecting that joint. So, for example, if we might have someone with back pain, we're going to do a whole body assessment. We're going to look above the back, and we're also going to look all the way down to the feet and see if there's a joint or specific joint out of place, so to say.
Or area, right? That, because, I mean, again, you're the specialist here, but I know sometimes that people say, my knee hurts, it may be coming from their hip, right? Things like that. So that's part of your evaluation, is looking at that whole picture.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not just one joint that we focus on. So we always look up the chain, as we say, and then look down the chain.
Right, right. And you use a lot of different resources. Like, for example, if someone may have an x-ray or a CAT scan or an MRI, like those things are also helpful for you for the evaluation part, right?
Absolutely. So sometimes what we'll do is we'll ask the patient to bring that information with them on that initial eval. And then through other facilities, they might have access to it. So that physical therapist could open up those images or read those reports with it. And then that'll help kind of guide how we're going with that initial evaluation.
Right, right. So it's very comprehensive, right?
Absolutely.
Right,
yes.
Right. And that's really important to, you know, for our listeners to know. So what kind of, you know, again, physical therapy, you know, many people think outpatient services, but the services we provide here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, what areas do you cover besides outpatient physical therapy?
So with our hospital, we have several areas that the physical therapy department covers. So the first one is our outpatient clinic, which is down at Route 6 Clinic. It's in next to the new TJ Maxx and the Hobby Lobby there. Along with the outpatient, we have several areas at the hospital we cover. Those include our short-term rehab unit. We also work on our acute side, and then we do see patients in our emergency room as needed when we get orders to go down there.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. So you guys, you are all over the place, right?
Yes, yeah. We're all over wherever they need us with it.
Right. So, and then, you know, under, you know, physical therapy, you have PTs and also sometimes PT assistants or helpers.
Yes. Yeah, so we at the hospital, we have both physical therapists and PTAs, physical therapy assistants. The difference between the two, as a physical therapist, you're doing that initial evaluation where that physical therapy assistant is going to carry out the plan that you set in place for that patient.
Right. So, and again, I know we didn't talk about this before, but there's like physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, right? And those are considered rehab services. We're talking specifically about physical therapy, right?
Yes, the hospital does offer all three of those, but in particular, yep, so just kind of focusing on the PT and the PTAs with it there. But the hospital does offer OT and speech therapy as well.
Right, and I've had some of those coworkers on the show too. But again, just clarification for our listeners, which is so important. So when you talk about physical therapy, what kind of conditions or injuries that you may typically treat?
So that's a great question, and it's a large area. It's really going to depend on the area that you're working in. Okay, so if you were to take a look at our outpatient setting, some of the patients that we might see there include patients who have a new knee, new hip replacement. We also see patients who have advanced if they've had a stroke in the past, so we're working on balance training. We do a little vestibular training with that as well. Okay, now when you work your way up to the hospital, again, that's could vary on the site. So those patients are tend to be a little bit more acute, and so we're working at a different phase in their rehab. Right. But those types of symptoms, they can include just a general debility, so to say, someone who may have Parkinson's, someone who has MS, multiple sclerosis. With it, we do also treat a small segment of minor spinal cord injuries at our hospital here. So it really just depends on the location and exactly where you're at and the type of injury that you might see and work with.
Right, right. Because some, like you mentioned, if they're an inpatient, they may only need that physical therapy while they're here. But for some people, they may be here, but they may need to continue on outpatient, right? So again, that's all part of that evaluation.
It is, yes, and it depends on where they're at. So they might work their way, you know, we might see someone on the acute side of our hospital. They might kind of come over to my side of the unit there on the short-term rehab where I'm primarily at. And then the next week, they might be at outpatient with it. So just as we try to progress them along as needed.
Right, right. And so, you know, and again, a lot of those things that you just spoke about, those conditions or injuries kind of come as, I wouldn't say as a result of something, right? Like maybe they fell or something. But if someone's out there listening and they may be having some pain somewhere or some, you know, joint issue, obviously they may want to, you know, follow up with a specific doctor on that, right? But when should they say to themselves, when should I consider calling or seeing a PT, right?
Yeah, great question. At that time, if someone's noticing joint pain or if they're having difficulty raising their arm with it, anytime that really starts to affect their daily routine would be a good way that they can judge that. When you're starting to notice that you can't quite do your normal routine, whether it's just getting up in the morning, making the coffee, walking down the steps, anytime that's disrupted, I think it's a great time to go and see your physician, and you can get a script, and then they could contact the PT clinic and get an evaluation set up.
Right. But you did mention too before too is sometimes when someone needs or maybe wants to see a PT, there are other steps that they can take, right, as well.
Absolutely. So just recently, the profession has changed a little bit where patients do have the option to do what's called to go and see a therapist that has their direct access license. Now, what that patient would have to do is call the clinic and make sure the PT is set up with direct access where that physical therapist can start the initial eval and treat them for up to 30 days before that physician signs off on it.
So right.
The important part with it is you always want to make sure that the PT and your primary physician are in good communication with each other.
Right, always. That's a great thing. So, you know, we mentioned earlier that September is Fall Prevention Month, right? Why are falls such a common concern, you know, especially we see in older adults?
Yeah. Definitely with this time of the year coming around, we definitely see more falls at our outpatient sites. You know, they're coming in, complains of pains after falls, and also at the hospital. One of the big things that I've seen since working at the hospital is, you know, that first fall could actually have a small snowball effect with it. So it's really important to prevent that. You know, someone comes in and they, after a fall and they hurt their hip, next thing you know, they're a little less mobile with it. They're not able to get around at the house with it. And just one thing starts leading to the other. So that's really why it's important to try to prevent them as best you can with it.
And address it when it happens, right? Like, sometimes people wait a little bit too long to get that attention. And like you said, it may progress and get worse when it may not need to.
Yes, and that is definitely something that we see at the hospital. Sometimes mm-hmm. patients will wait 2 to 4 days or even a week in some circumstances.
Right.
And it is tends up to be a little bit worse at that point than mm-hmm. if they were to come in initially.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And what are some of the biggest risk factors that increase the likelihood of falling for people?
So on my unit, what I do is part of the short-term rehab unit, we actually do home evals. We have that option. So we take a whole look at the home setup. So some of the big things that we see with the homes and common fall areas, one are throw rugs. Yeah. You want to pick up every throw rug that you have and that it's loose and unsecured under a piece of furniture.
For anyone. Not just for older adults, right? Yep. For anyone, yes.
Absolutely. The other is smaller spaces, cluttered spaces. So mm-hmm. if you're in your common area, you know, make sure your coffee tables are pushed out to the side. So wherever your main area is that you're being mobile in, it's just kind of wide open as possible mm-hmm. with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are two areas in the home that are important
right.
to make sure. And then also just make sure that they're using the recommended device. You know, okay. If you're working with someone and they ask you to use a walker, don't try switching to a cane because your balance isn't quite
right,
ready.
Right. I have to mention too, what about animals?
Animals pets. And pets. Yes, absolutely. Oh. We have, that's probably right up there in the top five mm-hmm. as a common,
mm-hmm.
common fall risk there with it. The animals get caught up under their feet or yes. under their walker when they're going or on the steps when they're trying to get in and out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely.
I say that because my cat is always under my feet. And a couple of times I step on her and she's like, gets mad at me, but I'm like, I'm sorry, you're under my feet, yeah. right? So I do. I always watch out for her because I don't want to fall. So how can, again, we mentioned something about reducing falls. So, you know, again, how can PT help people recover from, you know, or improve mobility and independence?
So, yeah, based on that initial evaluation as the therapist, they're going to take a look at a wide variety with it. So if we're talking kind of about falls, balance, right, they're going to do a strength assessment, they're going to do a range of motion assessment, and they're going to do your balance assessment. And based on those measurements that they find, and whether you have weak hips, weak ankles, they're going to come up with a plan of care to kind of focus on those.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if someone had, if they're really strictly loss of balance, but they had strong legs, the therapist might set them up with a higher level balance program, use pieces of equipment such as an Erex, which is like a foam mat that they stand on, and just challenge their ankle strategy.
Okay.
And then also work with hip strategy, stepping strategies to improve mm-hmm. that.
Right, right. And, you know, again, you usually see the individuals who need all that therapy, right? Moving forward, like if something happens or the strengthening and things like that. But the everyday population, should we be doing stretches? Should we practice balance? You know, because as we age, we all do. Are there things that we can do on a daily basis that may help us?
Yes, I think that's great to continue to be active with it. You know, a lot of times when someone comes in, probably half of my treatment program at the beginning is mm-hmm. a lot of stretches because their muscles are so tight and the joints are so tight. So that's sometimes the first half of the session. We're just trying to get those structures back to the proper length.
Right.
And then you want to build on the strength with mm-hmm. it after there. But staying active throughout your daily routine and just on the daily is very important with it. Even the little things, just such like body squats or arm curls, you know, and just flexibility, you know, or sliding your hand up the wall to keep shoulder range of motion,
mm-hmm.
going for a walk to stay mobile. All those are very important to do on the daily.
Right, which is, again, they're simple things that make a really big difference in someone's health overall, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. You want to be as preventative as possible with
right.
it and keep moving.
Right, exactly. We're not telling anyone to run out and do a 5K or a marathon right here.
Yeah, you can start very basic, and the impact that'll have long-term is astronomical.
So are there any misconceptions that people may have about physical therapy or PT?
I think a funny one that they call is called pain and torture. You know, that's a one name that we get put on there. And I always say you want it to always be a good pain and a good torture, right?
So right.
If you're working with a physical therapist and it is causing that much pain to the point where it's discomfort, then that treatment's probably going wrong. You know, right. There's going to be some discomfort along mm-hmm. the way, but it should always be tolerable and manageable with mm-hmm. it. As you're going. So that's always a funny one that we get called with. So I like to throw that mm-hmm. out there. But overall, yes. Yeah, so slow gain, slow progress with right. it. You know, slow and steady wins the race there right. for it.
And I have to, you know, just share the story real quick because we're just about out of time. My daughter has to go for physical therapy for something that she thought was like a chronic thing. But as she was being evaluated, they were like, no, we should try PT. And it's helping. But that pain thing, I'm like, how did it go? She goes, oh, my goodness, it was so painful. But it was tolerable. Like, you know, the next 2 days she felt better. Because they were improving that muscle strength in her calf and stuff like that. So, you know, for her, it is truly working. And I know I've done PT. You've been my physical therapist in the past with my shoulder. And it does work. And I truly believe that it's a great service that we have. So, Brandon, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Carol, it was a pleasure talking with you. And I always look forward to it.
Yes. And if you need any information about our physical therapy department, you can visit us at WMH.org and to get more information. So again, this is Carol Kanaya. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening, and remember, stay safe.